Welcome back to Sound Effect here on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and we're going to close out the show today with a band, Sebastian and the Deep Blue. Most bands, they work really hard to set themselves apart from other groups or artists by developing a specific sound, a style. Being easily defined, it can really help out with marketing, but this is not so with Sebastian and the Deep Blue. From one song to the next, this group can sound like a completely different band. The members, they're all okay with this, and they know that being eclectic is a risk, that it might make it a little more difficult to develop a fan base. Barry Sebastian, who leads up Sebastian and the Deep Blue, sat down with Sound Effect producer Kevin Kenisted to talk about the reward of not being labeled and why, for him, creativity trumps all.
All right, so can you introduce your band for us?
In the band, we've got Kyle on drums, Martin on bass, Elena on violin, Emily on harmony vocals, and then in the horn section, we've got Amelia on baritone saxophone, Michael on tenor saxophone, Haley on trombone and vocals.
So you're Barry Sebastian. So yeah. That explains the Sebastian part of the name of the band. Where does the Deep Blue part come from?
Okay, so the Deep Blue, I was pining over a name for a long time. It was Barry Sebastian plus band. And I was like, I didn't really like that, but I didn't know what to call us. And so I came up with sort of like imagery that I was using. And basically the way I saw it was Sebastian was kind of like my sort of young, uninhibited, sort of imaginative child self, like out in this forest type area. And then in the middle of all this wilderness was like a blue sort of square, almost like a pixel that had been removed. And so then you look down into that, and that was sort of the way I was imagining like the Deep Blue. It was like the imagination. Because I wanted to keep imagination and creativity at the forefront of this. Because it's really easy to be like, well, you know, maybe people aren't going to get this song in 11-8, you know, or whatever. So maybe we should like go more straight ahead. So I put that in the title to just like continually remind myself, like, what's the point, you know, and to not get swept up into like trying to win a popularity contest and change the music in order to do it.
I want to get back to that in a minute, but I want to read a few things for you real quick. So on your website, under the About section, it says, The Deep Blue is a post-punk-inspired chamber pop band with full brass and string section, a high-energy, horn-powered, Afrobeat-inspired alternative rock and roll band. Artful arrangements combined with pop sensibilities to create a sound which is undeniably their own. Think Talking Heads, Budos Band, and Sufjan Stevens all rolled into a burrito, a musical burrito. So, first of all, I think my head just exploded, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a lot. That's almost sounds like everything ever in music.
Yeah.
So you talked about not wanting to be creative and not worry about popularity or anything like that. Is that a risk that musicians take sometimes to be, you know, when you have the ability to be so many things and not to be labeled or narrowed down to one genre or another? Is there a risk in that?
I think the biggest risk is just adequately trying to explain it, you know, like verbally, which I feel like words have kind of always been poor descriptors of music anyhow. But in this situation, I feel like that has definitely always been the hardest thing. I've been asked to do like, what's your radio pitch or what's your elevator pitch? And I just, I don't really know. So that does become risky. But I think the reward is like, well, worth it. Because, you know, I'd rather be prolific at making music than like come up with the one thing and work with it for 7 years or whatever till it like sticks with people. And that is a risk, like, because, you know, you got to make a living, you know, but at the same time, for me, creativity is paramount.
Well, through no small coincidence, you guys have a song called Risk Reward, which you're going to play here for us in a minute. But I was wondering if there's any meaning behind that song. What's the song about?
Lyrically, I try to write songs about emotions that last for, you know, you could feel bummed out for 2 hours, and it's like, oh man, I'm feeling a moment of insecurity. And so this isn't that moment of insecurity or the moment of confidence. It's like the in between where you're like, what do I do here? Am I gonna take that chance? Am I gonna, you know, walk through the door? Am I gonna be afraid? Am I going to be confident? What am I? It's like that in between. I find a lot of a lot of room for things to grow in that sort of like washy area where it's like, what's next, you know? So it's really about that tiny moment in between self-doubt and self-confidence.
Well, Barry Sebastian of Sebastian and the Deep Blue, your latest album is called Meritocracy. Thanks for coming in, and let's hear Risk Reward.
All right. Nice job, guys. That felt pretty good.
That was Sebastian and the Deep Blue performing their song Risk Reward. Their latest album is called Meritocracy. You can catch them next at the Sunset Tavern on November 23rd, and there's also a video of their performance at our Facebook page. Just search KNKX Sound Effect.